proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. Over the past few sessions, we have looked at the heroes of faith found in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. During that course, we've looked at the lives of individuals such as Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, all whose stories are found in the book of Genesis. The current study will focus on the life and works of Moses. Amongst the books of the Old Testament, nearly four of them deal with Moses. Most of the material found in the Bible focused on the final 40 years of Moses' life, beginning from that point when God called him to deliver the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. Any Bible student can easily perceive that Moses stood out as a spiritual giant amongst his peers because of his faith. The author of Hebrews selected three incidents in the life of Moses to demonstrate that proposition. Over the course of the next couple of sessions, we will look at these incidents in some detail. The writer of Hebrews penned these words, quote, "By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter," unquote. The narrative found in the second chapter of Exodus reveals how a daughter of Pharaoh saw the baby Moses floating down the Nile in a basket. She took in the child and raised him as her own. Due to this event, Moses grew up with advantages that his Hebrew contemporaries did not possess. In the seventh chapter of Acts, Stephen described the nature of Moses' upbringing. He said, quote, "Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds," unquote. Moses received an extensive an education as any Middle Eastern heir to the throne could have possibly obtained. Moreover, some historians believe that at the time of Moses' birth, the reigning Pharaoh had no sons, and only that one daughter, and that this daughter had no natural children. Moses, therefore, served as the adopted nephew of a Pharaoh, putting him in line to possibly ascend the throne of Egypt, and certainly making him a member of the Egyptian royal family. However, Moses probably did have some knowledge of his Jewish heritage. We read in the book of Exodus how the daughter of Pharaoh hired Moses' birth mother to nurse the child. During that interval, which would have taken place over the first couple of years of Moses' life, Moses' birth mother could have taught her son about spiritual matters, especially those things relating to the God of Israel, how he had worked with the Jewish people in the past, and some of the promises he had made, particularly his promise to deliver the Jewish people and bring them into the land of Canaan. In his address in Acts chapter 7, Stephen added, quote, "When he, Moses, was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel," unquote. Stephen did not provide a reason why Moses chose to do so. Yet the author of Exodus indicated that Moses looked upon their burdens. How did Moses react? Did he empathize with their suffering even though he himself was not experiencing it? Did he ever seek to use his lofty position in the Egyptian court to act as their advocate? Did Moses ever speculate on how, if he ever became the Pharaoh, he could free those Hebrew slaves? God chose not to reveal what Moses might have thought in that particular account. But we know what he did. He killed the Egyptian who was mistreating a Hebrew. Moses, with that action, made a decision whereby he effectively renounced his Egyptian heritage and took sides with the people of God. We'll look more at the life of Moses in later sessions. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.